G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by Mazda. Save at the Mazda stock clearance. 2019 Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cab XT Ute. Now from only $37,490 drive away for ABN holders and primary producers. Conditions apply. Today on the show, we've got a bit of All-Stars, a bit of Marsh series, looking at things before the season gets underway. All right, without further ado, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rind, joined, as always, by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, what's up?
Great to be here. My mic is well lubed up. It's been freshly installed. You can see the oil running down it. Look at that.
Still fresh.
Fresh. Moves around freely. Sorry. It's been a long morning.
I'm in a good mood. Because I'm told our Woolworths delivery did include toilet paper.
Oh. You get delivered?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. You don't get delivered?
No, yeah. See, I'm even just, someone's trying to talk me into the click and collect.
Mate, it's so much easier, particularly when you've got kids.
You go to the shop? I don't even go to the shop, so.
Nah, every now and then I'll go pick up one thing or something.
Yeah.
But I won't, like, doing a whole shop when you've got kids screaming at you. And so, no way.
Do you do one of those, what are they, you know, where they deliver the food on a Sunday night? You know, okay, you, like, we use you plated. So that's the only time. Yeah. We don't do any shops. All the fruit and veg and meals are there. So I don't go down the street, but they don't do toilet paper. Are you starting to worry about it?
I'm worried about the toilet paper.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about coronavirus. I'm just not worried about. I'm worried about having access to toilet paper.
Well, we got down to one roll yesterday, and I was like, "This is legitimately a concern."
Yeah, that's serious.
Just tissues. Just shower.
Baby wipes.
Straight in the shower.
Yeah, hose down.
So we were discussing today that it could help bump circulation numbers for newspaper if we run out of toilet paper across the world.
Oh.
Just go a dollar for a newspaper. There's a lot there.
That's
you get to read it while you're doing your business.
That's
Read the page, wipe it.
Yeah. Bump circulation figures. Good on you.
It's not three.
People are actually dying from...
Yeah. Three...
But only like...
1,000 so far, I think I read today.
Oh,
I did read, actually. We are so off topic. Iran...
It was very quick.
Iran has let 54,000 inmates out of prison temporarily.
Why?
Because they don't want the virus to spread through the prison system.
Oh,
so there's 54,000 with open borders now just wandering the streets of Iran.
So they're worried about people dying from the virus. They're not worried about the convicts killing people.
And there's some bad boys in Iran.
I bet.
There's some bad boys.
That's like a movie, isn't it?
Yeah, imagine that.
Like, what are we going to do? Release the prison.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Where's Liam Neeson? They used to ask people to smuggle in marijuana and stuff. Now it's like, can you get someone with coronavirus just lick this piece of paper and smuggle
it
in?
Can you imagine?
That's the plot for Taken 4.
Yeah, yeah.
They release the prisoners from Iran. One of them takes Liam Neeson's daughter. He has to go to Iran.
Terrible luck, Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Good luck. But also, imagine in 50 years' time, I'm getting a lift home or something, and they say, how'd you end up over in Australia? I won't believe it. I was a convicted murderer in Iran. And I just shot shit when the coronavirus hit, and I've been here since.
He's like, just let me out up here, would you?
Yeah.
Football. Now that we're past coronavirus.
Well, they just canned the China game.
Yeah, it's devastating. They're going to have to refund all 8 tickets.
Yeah.
But they still say they make an extraordinary amount of money out of the China game.
Well, I think it's that to be like, do they get money from the Chinese government?
God knows.
I still love the balls of that. Port Adelaide going, we're playing in China as the away team. Can someone else be the home team, please?
And who was it last year that got the bad gastro bout on the way
all
over?
All the Saints. Was it like five or six?
Food poisoning. Food poisening ripped through them.
There's a bunch of them.
That's right.
So now they're playing
so
at
Marvel. So it is affecting.
Yeah. That's good for the Saints, though.
Playing Marvel,
so that's backfired on Port. So now they're playing a neutral game. And now they're playing in Melbourne. And they play pretty well at the Dome, the Saints.
Saints will be all right this year.
It's a 1% bump. See, I disagree. I reckon the Saints are going to be, I don't have them necessarily bottom four, but I haven't done my ladder yet. It's coming.
Okay.
But I don't know. I feel like they've got a lot of the same thing now.
Do you actually sit down and do a ladder based on like a predictor?
Only because you guys make me. Or you mean like go through the season and tip?
Yeah. Like, or do you do just go like, yeah, that's about.
I do it. And then if I'm like unsure, I do the ladder predictor. Yeah, I do like the ladder predictor because it actually makes
seems like a lot of work to do the whole
season. Yeah, it does.
It takes a lot.
Depends if I'm like hating on a team for that week. I had a couple of bucks on this and they got rolled 5 goals up at 3/4 time. Then I just cross them
They've
off from
lost
everything.
The next 12.
And then obviously the ladders, you know, Gold Coast have the win over Essendon at home.
It's a bit corrupt. It does help you look at the draw. Like last year, I remember with Geelong, it was like, holy crap, they're playing so many games that they should win at home, and then their away games are quite easy. And it just kind of was, you realise that there are some teams that have a great draw.
Yeah.
I reckon that helps. Or
from the year before.
Yeah.
That had an incredible.
Yeah. There's always draw. Someone who just gets. Who, I don't know who that team is this year.
But hey, all right, then if you're not big on St Kilda, who would you have higher on the ladder? St Kilda or Essendon?
St Kilda.
St Kilda.
Yeah. I'm really low on Essendon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm worried. I wrote down three teams I'm worried about to a certain degree. Mm. Essendon, Carlton, and Adelaide.
What worries you about Essendon? Is it no like Joe Danaher?
I just don't know what they are.
I reckon Zach Merritt, Moore's going to play out around him.
You're getting dropped out of leadership.
Just been, and just been saying you're not in. He captained the team and won the best and fairest of the year, that year.
It feels
and
like.
And I am number one carriage of Zach Merritt.
You are the big club. Zach Merritt.
So I'm personally offended that he's been omitted from the squad.
Seems like there's things going on. Like that happened. Joe Danaher obviously doesn't want to be there.
The coach handover thing.
The coach handover is so weird. So like, Woosh where
has
are
come
you?
Out today and basically said, no, Rutten's basically running everything now. That's a red flag to me. Because if you're Woosher and you're saying, no, I've got nothing to do with this anymore, that's because you know you're not going to be good, right?
How easy is it to get out to, though, when there's a coach change? I mean, in 12 months' time, Zach Merritt, if something has happened disgruntled, he's like, coach change, you can get out so easily.
Geez, you'd love to be Woosher right now, just like 5 p.m. See you, boys. All right. Yeah.
Ben, you got it from me. You going to watch the vision?
Ben, you got, yeah.
Did you code that game last night, Rod? Big trouble.
No, we're just going to drop these three blokes. You just go tell them.
Yeah. Tell you what, on Thursday night, when Simo's not PA, but. Yeah, you know, a guy that's with him everywhere and will do. When he scurries around the gym and he's only a short guy, you see him like his head burrow up and down. He's like, who's he looking for? And then you see him spot whoever's getting dropped.
This is like if you were, right.
If you're punching weights or whatever you're doing and you'd or in the spa or in the pool, Benny Sharman would come and go, Simo wants to grab you for a minute, mate.
Right, so
great news.
So then you go to the office?
Yeah.
Did that ever happen and it wasn't bad news? Was ever like you go in there and it was like, you know what? Just want to say, mate, you're playing really well.
No. Sometimes it'd be like, for example, especially younger days with Clark, if I was tagging someone.
Right.
Clark, I must grab you for a minute.
Okay.
But it was 95% of the time bad news.
How many times in your career, estimate, would you have been dropped?
Dropped once at Hawthorn. Oh, sorry, first year I got given the arse.
Yeah.
Sure. Essendon, Hawthorn once. But I was injured so much, so you had to come back through the twos anyway. And West Coast once.
That's pretty good.
Was it worse getting dropped or the red vest?
I spent a lot of time
vest?
Out.
Yeah.
Red vest or
no,
dropped?
I used to love the red vest. No, I used to love it. We used to have an agreement that if West Coast days, if no one was injured, I'd happily take it. And the game was done and dusted.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I used to smile from ear to ear, not having pinged a calf and being able to play the next week. I used to love it.
Yeah.
But there were some days where you having a, not you having a good day, but it was good fun out there.
Yeah.
And you'd come off and see the red vest waiting for you.
Would you be surprised? I think it's almost now, would you be surprised if they didn't reintroduce some kind of red vest situation for the concussion? I think we're heading after all this stuff. I think we're heading to a spot where they say you can have a player on the bench. If someone's got concussion, you can bring said replacement on.
I think it's a good idea, but I just think just got to play one man down.
Yeah, I suppose.
Sort
hopefully
of like
placating
the public by having that sub, like acknowledging that concussion is a...
But I still just
maybe
think
it's a general injury sub. You have a couple...
So you're saying like bad luck.
It's
just like if you did a knee.
And a concussion's such an alarming thing.
Yeah. Mm.
So that knee, you're not allowed to come back on the game, and I think you should have to miss 2 weeks or whatever. There should be a time frame you miss too if you're showing signs of concussion.
Yeah.
Because the tests that they do at the footy club are Nancy Fairy.
So now if you failed the test on the Monday.
But the test is not much.
But you're already out. Whereas previously they'd test you every day until you got it, and then they're like, good, Friday afternoon, you're sweet.
We've got to fast track this concussion, mate. What do you need? So for those people who don't know, the concussion test literally is you sit on a computer screen and there's different sort of card, I suppose, games, I guess, and it'll be like, have you seen this card before? And they flip over on the screen randomly. So it might be king, ace, queen, 2, 3, king, and then you hit, seen it, or whatever. And then there's other ones about sequences and matching colours or something like that. Like, it's not, you sit in the computer room where FIFA's being played to get your baseline. I just don't think it's not done. I reckon you should have to do it 10 times.
So everyone does it at the start of the year and then that's your baseline.
Yeah, but okay. Baseline's not really.
It doesn't feel like it's complete yet, does
no,
it?
No, really, it doesn't sound very scientific.
No, it doesn't sound very scientific, and they get, obviously, delay times, so that's how they work out.
In 50 years, the doc will walk up with some kind of Men in Black scanner and just go, ding, and you'll be like, nah, he's good. But we're not there. We're nowhere near there.
I tweeted something the other day, and I've been thinking about it for years and years. Why don't you ever get your brain scanned upon entry into the footy club? And then
every year do this.
Or whatever, every year. And that was after the polypharma CTE stuff. And you can't see that stuff on scans.
Here's my answer.
Yeah.
I reckon that would just open a fucking Pandora's box.
Yeah. Well, it's going to. It's going to anyway. Yeah. Look at the NFL.
Yeah.
It's going to anyway.
That's going to be terrifying.
Yeah, of course. But you'd rather
the fear of litigation in the already in the response to the polypharma thing from AFL. There was no mention of it on afl.com.au.
No.
Yeah. AFL put out a very generic statement quite like late in the day.
Yeah.
He ended up speaking on the Thursday. So I was in Melbourne for the Origin, which we'll talk about soon, but he just randomly, Gil just walked in, got up there, didn't answer questions, made a statement, thanked the farmer family.
Yeah.
That was his clearest point. And then
And I understand you don't see Alzheimer's and all that sort of stuff. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
But it would show any sort of bleeding that's happened or scarring. And I was talking to Tim Houlihan, who played AFL and had to retire.
West Coast and Geelong?
West Coast. To go to Geelong. He went over to play SA State League.
Yep.
And got knocked out as bad as you'll see. And that was sort of it for him.
Yep.
And he was just saying that, you know, you can't see those things, but knowledge is power. So if you do pick something up, and it might not be related to concussion.
What you're saying is it can only help. Can't hurt.
Well, you scan your knee, your foot, your shoulder, you get fat folded done too often, but you don't look after your
knobbing. I would even go a step further and say if you're going to play state footy from 16s, 17s, 18s, then it should be mandatory.
And the cost of it, what's the cost of being healthy?
Well, the AFL's got plenty of money.
Yes.
They throw money into a lot of things. Yeah. This is the most important thing.
I went and had a head scan 12 months ago, I reckon it would have been.
I had headaches
and blood noses. I still get these blood noses that come, and I had these headaches that were just killing me.
How many concussions did you have?
I got carted off twice.
Yeah. Do you remember?
I remember the first one. The second one I actually came to on the bench, and my shoulder was out, and I had no idea why my arm was hurting. I was like, Jesus Christ, my shoulder's done. So this is weird. What were we talking about? I've had a concussion.
When was that brain scan?
Yes, we had a scan. Fine, and I've just got some scarring and stuff from not football-related things at all. But, I randomly went and just thought, wonder what it does show post-footy, because these headaches are giving me the absolute irrits. But, independent of footy and stuff like that, I just thought it was a reasonably good time to go check up.
Yeah. Was there anything?
Nah. Which is probably not a good sign.
There was nothing on this game.
Now I think about it, you've come back good. Yeah, right. Why am I getting these headaches? Anyway, we've sort of gone off topic on that one.
Yeah.
We'll circle back around. Mentioned you were over in Melbourne for which is still All-Star Game. Probably should have been called an All-Star Game, not State of Origin.
Yeah, I think, it's splitting hairs. I think you're right.
It was all right.
It was great.
Yeah.
We got there the Wednesday morning, nothing really happening. But the Thursday was training for both teams. And, I'm past the point where I'm a nuffy with footy. There's no player I see now where I'm like, they're just regular blokes.
Dusty Martin?
He'd be right up there.
Yeah, he'd get a little bit of a jitter.
But watching these guys, All-Stars came out first. And you're watching them get all their GPS stuff input for training. And it's like,
what is GPS on All-Stars training?
I know.
Back to the club for sure.
Cripps is there, Fifey's there, how Yo's much
money?
There.
Grundy. Did anyone work out how much money was in it? Like,
that would have been a great. We don't know how much any of these guys are
in. No, but you have a throw at the stumps.
You could have a guess.
Oh, geez. What's the salary cap, 13 mil?
Yeah, it would have been interesting saying, there's 25 million playing for Victoria.
That would have been really interesting. This is why we need money. Yeah. But it was actually kind of just cool. Like seeing all these guys in one spot together and then watching them train, the ball didn't hit the ground. It's just flying from one end to the other. Even in the drills, it was kind of like, you have your first training session with your footy team, and no one wants to be the first guy to stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And even these, you could tell they were just being real careful with these.
It's like that at Clubland, where as soon as the young kids or the state leaguers, aren't there, it just goes whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. The skill level as opposed to when you've got everyone there. But then raise that bar again to that mega stars.
It wasn't a bad player out there.
If you could pick one,
yeah,
you got one player out of the game to come to your club, Who would you pick?
Based on that game?
No. Just that whole collection.
I'd still be Dusty.
You go Dusty?
He's at the peak of his powers.
He's just fun to watch. Out of everyone, like, there's a lot of different players have different things, but he's the one, like,
are in the same class, but the fun and the moxie and the...
I think the fun of just watching Dusty
and the tattoos
around.
And the, you know, the FU and all of that goes in with it. It's just...
You just assume he doesn't train too. Like, I look at Dusty when he goes to 4-4. He's like, oh, he probably doesn't train for 4 years, but he probably worked his ass off. You got no idea.
I love it. Like, I think that's he's everything.
Well, who's yours?
From what I'm hearing, I might have a foot in Bont's camp.
Oh, I did a lot.
I'm hearing that.
There's a lot of hype
about it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of hype about it.
Mate, he's already the best player last year.
I heard there's some predictions coming out for your newspapers, and I heard someone is predicting him to win Brownlow, Premiership,
Norm Smith.
And the Norm.
What's that called? Did we call that doing a Dusty?
The Dusty.
No, he didn't win the Brownlow. Oh, he did. Yeah, he did. Nah, he's the only person. Did Simon Black do that?
No.
Different years with
He's got the collection, but I don't think he did them all in a streak.
There's the group. There's only a few blokes who have done the Brownlow, the Norm, and the Premiership. There's like six. This used to be my trivia question.
Really?
Pub trivia question. Simon Black, Chris Jard, James Hurd.
Oh, not in the same year, though.
No, not in the same year.
Okay.
I'm forgetting. Greg Williams has done it. And there's Jimmy Bartel and now Dusty. That's it. It's an amazing group.
What's going on? I haven't had a Bartel update in the papers lately.
There was one. He liked to post about somebody else posting about something.
Someone was disparaging his ex and he liked the post.
He liked
How did I miss this?
It was everywhere.
I think it's got to be on the pulse,
Christ,
mate.
I missed the big one.
But back on Origin.
I'm not even on Perth Now anymore and I still spotted that, mate.
Oh, look at you. You've already sold out. You're a sellout.
So the players all
that
loved
sort of
it.
Muck. Don't want to get involved with that.
It's trash.
It was great. Purpose. I read it.
I spoke to a lot of those players after and in the morning.
Yeah,
and they all were like loved it.
Oh, it was almost like they got told.
Yep.
Because BT did a roaming Brian.
Yes.
It's almost like they were told that that's a question that's coming.
Yep.
Because every single player to a man pumped it up.
Well, they all enjoyed being around.
Yeah.
The other guys. I ended up sitting next to Sonny Walters on the way back.
Oh yeah.
Because he gave up his seat in business class for his physio so he could sit next to his missus.
Oh, that's
what
nice.
A great bloke.
Oh, that's nice.
So it was me, Space, Sonny, and then his missus. We talked.
I can just imagine what my missus would have said.
Yeah.
I'll go in business.
Physio.
But he was raving about it. He said, like, just hanging out with blokes that he'd never met before. Jack Revolt,
Tom Hawkins.
There's a small part of me that hated that.
Yeah?
They were matey.
You don't want it
there's
to be
There's a small part of it.
Well, the Toby Bont tapping hands.
Well, I was a shocker with having, you know, mates at other clubs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I was never going to win a game for your team. I was just player number 30. Like, so I could afford to be mates. But I want my superstars.
I see what you're saying.
Wanting dead. Like, Toby Green, he shouldn't be knocking around with anyone.
Can we just address this? Toby Green's had as many disposals and inside 50s as Dusty and kicked twice as many goals and didn't get a single vote in the best underground medal.
It's not Dusty. He's at that point where he just gets votes.
Yeah, Dusty just gets votes.
It's like... talking about being robbed. Who won the Norm Smith that year that Peter Bell?
Shannon Grant. They had the same stats almost. But
same goals.
Bell's were better.
No, same goals, but Bell had 12 more disposals. Correct. So it's only like 30 and 4 v 20 and 4.
He should be a Norm Smith medalist. You're right. Yeah. That's one of the wrongs that they need. It needs to be rewritten.
Sorry, Shannon. Knock on his door.
That's an incredible game, isn't it, in a grand final not to collect.
30 and 5.
Something like that. Yeah. Whatever it was.
Incredible. 5 goals, 30 disposals. And I think Grant had like... 5 goals, like 21
yeah,
or 20.
Yeah,
so. And 30 back then was like getting 48. But lastly on that Origin for me, if they're going to keep it, which it sounds like they might, and you can't – look, I can see the arguments why you can't play Vic versus WA or Vic versus South Australia because of this, it's just
– Could you make it yearly but only play one game?
Well, you could, but I'd like to see, regardless of what they do with it, move the game around. So have it at Optus Stadium next year. So then WA does get some ownership. Have it in Adelaide Oval the year after. So then South Australia, while they don't have their own team, they're getting some ownership. There's no way Optus wouldn't sell it out.
Why couldn't you go back to state games though? But then, so next year it's WA v South Australia, for example.
Yep.
There's no Victorian game. Then the year after it might be Victoria v...
Someone pitched a great idea to me on similar wave.
So that way you're not every player's playing every year. Well, you're playing every two or three.
So in this scenario, no, you play two games. Right, so let's say you play a game on a Friday night and then a game on a Saturday night, different states. So let's say you do WA versus Victoria and South Australia versus the rest. Mm-hmm. Now, you make one of the games sort of like the grand final game. The first year you'd have to raffle it, and the two winning teams would then next year
clash,
play each other, right? And so the other game is like the bottom run game. So you have to play to stay in that game.
Like Division
TV. So if Victoria wins 6 years in a row, then the team playing them changes every year, and you sort of go back and forth. Whoever won the D2 game goes up. So it's like
a
yearly sort of rotating fixture where you don't necessarily have to have a deciding game each year, but there is one.
Yeah, I'd like it to happen every couple of years.
Yeah,
and I reckon it'd be a little bit of overload if we're seeing State of Origin every year.
So the space is going to open up for it, because I think this is starting to be covered around the place. Like the next broadcast deal, AFL aren't going to get the same money for the same product.
Mm. So what are you going to add in?
So they need to add in bits.
Yeah,
And this is going to be, now that the reaction was
All-Star
so good,
weekend.
Looked all right.
Ratings like, are huge.
Well, it could even go, just to guarantee, because there was that little crowd, like there was the crowd kind of, look, we're pretty into it, but then there was like Mexican waves and stuff.
I was going to say, being there, they were so behind the Vics. Like they were booing the
Allies. Oh, really?
And they didn't even their own team. Like you'd think when Revolt kicked a goal, there'd be some Richmond fans cheering.
Richmond clapping.
There was no one. Like,
oh, really?
There was no one. I couldn't believe anyone, which was great. It was
absolutely.
The other fact is that no one got hurt from the game.
Yeah, I know, but
on the flip side, Tim Taranto does his shoulder. He's out 5 months playing.
Yeah, you know, Mars series.
But you can justify doing your shoulder for your own team.
Yeah, and Treloar does his same. All I'm saying is you can get hurt anywhere.
You can.
Arguably, they were the two of the best guys not playing in the All-Stars game.
That's,
and they get hurt. Yeah. So that argument,
but you can eliminate risk.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like if I cared about, I do. So say I go for West Coast and Nick Nat goes down and I'm a player. Well, say I'm a player. Bugger being a fan, you say I'm a player and you think you are in the top four chances of winning a premiership and your best player gets injured, you've just taken an opportunity for us to really be competitive.
Well, certain players have a different profile, don't they? If you look at the guys, for instance, West Coast sent over, Gaff never gets hurt.
Yeah.
Yo never gets hurt. Or he gets hurt a little bit, but he seems to have a quick play heal.
And Shepherd.
Shep, I can't remember the last time he missed a game.
Other than the grand final?
Other than that, But that was a freak.
Other than grand final,
that was kind of a freak injury, right? Yeah, it wasn't like action. A consistently thing. So you send the guys who are low risk rather than a nick at
that. I don't know, but then you just hope that it doesn't get to excuses.
After you open the door for the clubs to say, we can't do it.
I don't think Shuey missed two weeks for the calf.
So but if you make it a proper State of Origin, then you start to get the players way more invested when they say, no, I'm playing.
Yeah, it is an investment.
Origin.
Yeah, once they're invested, the AFL just need investment in anything from the players.
Yeah.
If they invest in it, it'll work.
Yeah.
Yep.
Agreed. Clubs won't. Clubs will never agree to this sort of stuff, but you kind of just have to go say this is what's happening.
I think, I was listening to you the other day, I think it might have been Hutchie, how he's saying that players just need to band together.
Yeah.
The clubs can't overrule the entire top-end playing group.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine if all 10 Fremantle players, top 10 Fremantle players knocked on Longy's door and said, oh no, we are investing in State of Origin.
Yeah.
And if you say no,
we're going to go in the media and say, no, we want to play, the club won't let us.
Yeah. But I'm sure they'd go, okay, let's find the best possible solution for how we can all be happy. Whereas just saying yes or no, it just makes it hard, I reckon.
Yep.
Marsh series, anything you liked out of that? That's basically like first round split over 2 weeks.
What
a
bloke's getting fined for in Marsh series.
Yeah.
Silly.
Yeah. Oh, I love Will Gould's bump on Matt DeBoer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a big hit. That was a big
hit. Is he 18?
Yeah, he's 18. What is he, like 100 kegs?
Far red. Did you see him?
Yeah, I did.
It's a brick shit house.
Like, not like he got DeBoer because there was nothing dirty, but like...
Oh, DeBoer's got a thick head.
Yeah, he's been, but strong, never stays down, always manages to find a way.
Yeah. Yep.
Can you imagine if he hit a first year?
Yeah.
He killed someone.
He would have snapped. The half would have ended in the other end of the ground.
He's going to. That was his first real moment in footy, and he's... cleaned up Matt DeBoer, who's been playing for 12 years. Like, that kid's got no fear. Like, he's going to be... Like, we saw Stack do it last year, just start running three blokes. Will Gould's going to... He's going to play a lot of games this year because of that, because he's ready.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and I also love when the kid gets shit mixed in the turn, too.
Yeah,
a little bit of... I know you've picked off a couple, but here you have this. I did mention Viney.
Yeah.
Viney gone. Makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
The chemistry thing you worry about, like Melbourne obviously was just a mess last year.
Well, so now they'll be a mess again. Why would they be a mess again?
Well, that's my question. Like, what have they done to fix that? And have they just started just adding some more problems into the original problems. Like, I don't see, recruit-wise, a Langdon and Tomlinson. Yeah, okay, fine. Like, where's the improvement coming from? Like, well, Jackson's not going
to
be ready.
Steve May needs to play at $1 million.
And
level.
He's already hurt.
Yeah, needs like, to be, as I've said a million times, you can only be
got a
compared
new missus,
to what you've...
Steve May?
Yes, a WA girl.
Yep.
You can only be compared to is what your paycheck says.
Yeah.
And if you're paid $1 million or 900, whatever it is, you're expected to win games. And if you're not, then you're going to be...
Still
yeah, going to a rookie and he's had a quiet season. Yeah, he has. He's only earning 100,000.
Just on that note, we'll come back to Melbourne. Yeah. But the Hogan stuff and the money that he's on,
yeah.
There is a lot of Freo players who are very, very frustrated.
Yeah, of course.
That he is... Because if you're thinking from their mentality, it's like, well, hold on a minute. If we're paying you that, we could have been paying someone else. Or... spread the money around. That. Like, we could all have had a little 50 grand bump here.
No, but also, I imagine going to Fife saying, do you want 50 grand or do you want us to try and bring in, I don't know, a player that's Adam Treloar.
What Jesse Hogan could have
or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, you know,
go get Ben Brown.
Let's
go get Ben Brown next year. But now they can't because they're hamstrung with Jesse.
What's happening there?
Nothing.
He won't play this year?
The players don't know anything. They haven't been told anything. I heard two separate things, one that it's done and then the other one that he's back in 2 weeks. So none of those things I feel good enough about reporting.
Yeah, okay. No.
But the fact that the players haven't heard a single thing, and these are senior players, they haven't heard a single thing.
Or do you reckon
thing.
They're very good at keeping it in-house?
You mean the higher-ups, as in the footy department, or do you mean the players? Nah, these conversations were legit ones.
Yeah, okay.
Like, they weren't lying. They were genuinely asking me.
What's happening? Yeah, right.
What's happening?
What's the latest you've heard?
Correct.
Because is the horse bolted? On Hogan?
I think so.
It could have been.
I've always got a glimmer of hope, but yeah, I'm an optimistic
person.
That's
because you're a Fremantle fan.
And a Fremantle
fan. But it could
have been. Yeah, but I'm a Fremantle person, shouldn't be optimistic.
It could have been a great fit.
Could have been a great fit.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed his health.
You still do, like, even if it turns out that it goes south and he only played those few games, you still do the deal 8 times out of 10, I'd say. You get a key forward, talented key forward in that age demographic.
Do you mean if you knew?
I mean, if you had a few concerns going into it, you still do it because.
I was going to say, if you've got shares in the West, get out. If you're running the ship and that's the deal you're cutting.
Nah, see, I never liked.
Not if you know where it's going.
I never liked the deal for them. The fact that they were, in their due diligence, identified multiple issues, and we all knew them at the time, and one was injury related. They ticked off on that. He still had foot problems. You know, another one was the stuff that, you know, his off-field issues. Come on. Like,
I didn't mind it.
It was a ballsy move, but I would have rather them just be a little bit more careful and realise where they were really at.
Has Ross Lyon managed to tame many, like, sort of wild players? Or, I don't know if he's wild, but in his history at St Kilda, was there any, or Fremantle that he, you know, got and turned around?
Milne. I suppose he got a lot out of Milne.
Milne was a top-end star. Like a McGovern where he was sent away from Sonny Walters,
That's the one.
And you probably hang your hat on that a bit and think, well, if I can get Sonny to being a superstar of the competition, maybe the same recipe might work for Hogan, but unlikely.
Just swapping back to Melbourne for a second. One of the big problems I see with them, like, is there another team which has so much money invested in two key defenders?
Lever and May?
Yeah. I can't think of one.
West Coast, McGovern,
Barass.
Barass, mate.
But I don't think Barass isn't on what they paid Lever and May to get him in.
No.
I think you can, like, that's generally the rule, is you pay one, if you've got one superstar key defender, then you pay him, but you can't invest that much money down there.
Well, you can't and not be a good team.
Yeah.
Like, if they were a top, which they were 2 years ago,
then that's
the team,
fine.
It's working, but now you're stuck to these contracts. And don't forget, Lever and May both missed a significant amount of time in football. So maybe it might be the best defence you've ever seen.
He could be.
They haven't really had a chance to show what they can do, the Ds, with the defence. I think their midfield's diabolic.
Yep.
In terms of competing with the top end midfields, I think that's their big hole.
Do we believe Petraka? 38 touches.
I got a text message from a Melbourne mate saying that, how good's Petraka and all this sort of stuff. Tried to find his win-loss ratio and his disposals in losses and that sort of stuff. I'm not buying it yet, but that's the player they need. They need him to become a Dusty Martin if possible, because if you throw in a Dusty Martin into that Melbourne midfield, all of a sudden, Viney, Jones...
You got the grunters.
They're in there getting their real dirty. If you can get someone like a Petraka playing at that level where he's powerful. You know, even if you could play a little bit like, probably, you know, that Shuey can manage. It's someone who can come out the front of a stoppage, you know, and be like, gee whiz, that's ended up deep inside 50 really quickly. He can be that player. I don't know if he can, but it's a bloody good sign.
My theory is with those high pedigree picks is eventually they get it. And he hasn't necessarily been as bad as he's made it out to be.
No, I think he's been fine.
He's been okay, but I still think if they've got any hope of a superstar on that list, it's probably still him. There's no one else who has that profile of power and energy and ability. Like, all of it. Like, he has the full package.
Who are their kids?
Luke Jackson,
Trent Rivers, they just picked up.
They're like fresh kids.
Yeah, like
Wiedemann, I suppose Wiedemann they have high hopes for.
Remember he came out with that contract last year?
Yeah.
He's asking for $600,000-$700,000 or something, and then
Into them saying, we've got Sam Wiedemann when they were getting rid of Hogan.
Yeah.
$600,000.
So instead of paying Hogan $900,000, I'll take $600,000, you three up.
Cozzy Pickett.
Yeah, because
and they've got this kid, Tom Sparrow, I think they really like.
But there's just not anyone like.
Nah, there's no.
Already come through.
No. Yeah, no. There's not that 9 or 20 year old that you're like, wow, he's.
No.
But how old are sort of Petrarca and Brayshaw and those guys? 22, 23?
Brayshaw would be like 23 going 24, I reckon.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was the last set of kids, wasn't it?
Yeah.
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 Yep.
And Viney wouldn't be much older than that.
Yeah. I did like just reflecting on these preseason games.
24.
I don't know. And I think we discussed this. They're the ultimate, like, if there was an AFL League Pass, they're the ultimate League Pass team, which is Gold Coast. Yeah. Did you see any of that game? Any of their.
I didn't, but I hope they are competitive, exciting.
Yeah.
They might lose a couple by 100 points.
Yeah.
You just want that to be the real out there. Oh, how did that happen? You know, that was a bit of a surprise because even last year when they started off pretty well, and skipped clear of Carlton, who was sitting down the bottom, and we thought, oh, gee whiz, maybe Gold Coast might not win the spoon.
Yeah.
Then it went really
pear-shaped. It got ugly fast.
Got really ugly. I reckon those kids that the second, third year just a bit different.
I reckon Lukosius is ready for a breakout. I think he's going to be really King. Good this year. Yeah, I think King might have some impact.
Matt Rowles looks like he's going to be Sam Walsh.
And even again. Anderson, for some reason after that game, the hype went backwards, but I thought he did some really nice things.
That step out of traffic for the dribble goal?
And the little hand over the mouth, little celebration.
But they need to play midfield and just keep him in there the whole time. Don't give your minutes to – I know they went and chased Brandon Ellis. Put him out in the wing or whatever, but those kids need to
smack bang. Well, I think Anderson will probably start forward.
Smack bang in their position. Forward 5 years, where do you want them to play? That's where you're going to play every game. No point hiding him in a forward pocket or a back pocket or – play him in the midfield, play him in their centre forward, play him forward flank, whatever position they think that's their prime location, and move the other pieces around from there.
Yep.
Yeah. One of the things that I like best about it is, they got those young kids and they all did things, but it was kind of the next Ben Ainsworth, Will Brody starting to show enough. Yeah. So you're like, they could turn, and that's where the improvement comes
from. This could turn quick.
Yeah.
I hope.
I wouldn't be surprised if maybe next year they're in that mix for sort of 8, 9, 10-ish. Like, not this year.
They just lost 18 games in a row by about 150 points.
I reckon there's a lot of top-end talent there, though.
Oh, no, I get the top-end talent.
Man Stewie Jew, you reckon he can coach?
Yeah, Stewie's good. Yeah.
Did you get an extension? Did I?
Yes.
Yeah, you got an extension.
I mentioned that I was going to buy a Gold Coast membership this year.
Oh, yeah, did that happen?
I'll get one. I'm off the Dockers.
Oh, you had the membership last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you're going to swap over to the Gold Coast?
Yeah. Well, mate, if my work's done at Fremantle.
I reckon there'd be a membership lady who's hearing this now at Gold Coast just waiting for that phone call.
Yeah.
Just sitting there, none of the phones are lit up.
Might renew.
Ellis is going to call.
No, there's a phone. They don't actually know where the phone's located. Where's that membership phone?
Where's it ringing? Can you hear it ringing? How do those papers?
You know when you move into an old house and there's a light switch that you don't know what's actually That's the Gold Coast membership phone.
I was in. If I renew, do I still count as an inaugural member? Because I was a GC17. I got a scarf somewhere.
Nah, because you jumped off.
Because it was like $10. You know, you chip in just to show your support.
Hawthorne, they have scarfs that have the years you've been
a member.
So you see scarfs with 50 years on it, and
that's cool.
But it's so you don't give it up either because you reset.
Lose your streak.
I think I could be wrong. I think you get one crack at missing it And then they
and
can,
then you get a,
yeah, they okay. can still continue on. But
see,
if you
that's a good and rewarding those. I had to laugh because you know there's a lot that goes around here about West Coast. Like West Coast are so flush with members, they don't they could lose 30 and get another 30 in an instant.
The next day, yeah.
And I think it was someone had like a 30-year. They'd been a member for 30 years, and they're like, "Wow, can't believe they marked it. Like what an honor to get this in my 30 years." Yeah. And it was literally like a piece of paper. It wasn't even framed. Just like congratulations, but 30 years.
And the 30,000 members they had from day one would all still be members.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah,
it's all of them.
Note holders.
Note holders, yeah, they have a special name and everything.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, note
holders. So they get first priority on everything, grand final tickets. Really? They were the original investors because it was set up like a company.
Yes, yes, yes.
So they all bought shares essentially. And then when the company went under, they got these notes. So they literally got these little things.
I've got one completely off topic to talk about setting up. The NBL are moving to Tassie.
Yes. Yeah.
Does that do anything for the push for AFL to move to Tassie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they could point to it now, like saying that like north-south, this divide that everyone talks about, isn't going to be real if we have a Tassie team. Yeah.
It's a mini test case, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a mini test case.
Should they have a team?
Yes.
If so, how?
Well, I still think you'd have to. Well, one of those clubs that's being propped up by money from other clubs in the AFL, I think eventually they have to bite the bullet and say, look, you have to move to Tassie.
I think you've got to put a little boutique stadium, like no more than 25.
Yeah.
Maximum. Well, they've got one. What's the...
Blundstone or Aurora.
Aurora? Mm.
But you've got to beef it up a bit.
Yeah, didn't you spend a bit on it? Yeah.
So you don't try to build some 60,000 stupid stadium. No. It's not going to happen. So you keep it really small. You keep the cost as low as you can, and you let they have the same rules as everybody else. They have the same. I don't think you'd need to prop it up as much because it's a football state.
It'd have to be at Hobart.
Yes,
it has to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the players to buy.
Yeah. Hobart's a good city.
Yeah, great. Lonnie would dry up pretty quick. not a lot of fun.
You wouldn't need, because you have a fan base built in.
Yeah.
They've had football there for.
Oh, they'd go mad. Yeah. And footy's dying over there too.
Yeah, it is a little bit. I've heard about it. Like last
it's
time
dying
I went
everywhere
there,
in the country.
I was talking to people from clubs that had, been kicked out of a league and was about to fold. They've been 100.
Merging with clubs and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, they're being country boys. It's sad to see these teams in my end of town, like Victoria, that are just starting to dwindle
the country,
away. Oh, mate, country footy's dead, and they're spending a lot of money in. Well, a lot of the money's going to the chicks footy, and I reckon the country's getting missed out.
Yeah, right.
That's just my opinion.
In 5 years, is there a Tassie team?
I'll say yes.
I'll say no.
No, and they just have uneven numbers. Is that what you?
We get the bye, and then you have to have a week off in between.
Yeah.
Would they look to go 20?
I think they'd like to go as many as possible because that's, as you're talking about TV dollars, that's an extra game.
Well, where's the next
one?
They've
got 10 games around.
I'd go play in Broome.
Northern Territory struggle with the seasons, right? Yeah. They play their footy in a completely different season.
I don't think you can do it.
No. Hey, one other one from me. So you're a boss here. Where'd we say your third most powerful person?
He's on the table. We said if there was a big meeting, he's on the table.
With
unless they're sacking me.
Yeah, so you're a big dog, Randy. So I want you to, you're in charge of this pitch, and you're going to pitch it to the players.
Okay.
How do you pitch to the men's team that they're going to have to leave some money on the table for the chicks?
That's a very hard one to pitch.
Because obviously I'd that was mentioned with, was Pav the first one that said it, or was that doing the rounds and Pav commented on it?
I think he copped the long line of it.
He
was responding.
He was responding to it. I thought I read it somewhere else. Yes. Yeah.
Hard one to sell. I think you just tie it into the broadcast agreement, wouldn't you? To say if we prop up the women's game more, there's going to be more games, more money on the table for everyone else eventually. But it's very, I would have to think long and hard about how to sell it. It's not a good sell.
There's not one player in the history of the game that would leave money.
Nobody's going to leave money on the table for anything.
No.
Unless you're going to win a flag.
Do I want my kid to go to Hale? That's what sort of the money you're leaving behind would be.
Yeah.
It's for your family that you're leaving for someone else. No way in the world.
I mean, you just don't leave money on the table for
anything.
Unless it's you're going to win a flag. We can win a flag in the next couple of years, leave money on the table.
Yeah,
okay.
No, but they're your teammates.
Yeah.
Like that's a viable reason. And but to give it to someone completely random, some of these teams don't even have teams. You know what I mean?
I just don't really see why that needs to happen at all.
No.
God, no. I've got no idea.
So they're running out of money? No one's running out of money.
Yeah, I don't think
the AFL's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
So why does it have to come out of the men's side? Just pay both. Pay the women what you want to pay them. Pay the men what you want to pay them. I can't understand why
you have to
rob Peter to pay Pauline.
What did the Eagles post?
Not bad.
Yeah, it's nice. Eagles post 11 million profit. Like if they want to pay the women, you pay the women.
Exactly.
They need to take it from someone else.
I don't really understand why it has to be one or the other.
No.
The
was this maybe just a story that was created? By your newspaper people?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was it.
Yeah, who'd you send onto that?
It's been a pretty dry pre-season.
Yeah, it has. The issue with the women's game is, and you said pay Rob Peter to pay Pauline. I was commentating the other day for Triple M.
Yeah.
And there's a free kick holding the man. And I was like, holding the lady, I think it is. And they're like, no, mate, you can say holding the man. That doesn't need to change. I was like, yeah. I got a full list of things that the rules and regs I had to run on. And
holding the man.
Well, I felt weird saying holding the man.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's...
You say holding.
Holding the opponent.
Yeah, holding the... What's that for? Holding the opponent. Just... Anyway, I just froze. And then was holding the lady.
Yeah.
All right, well, that probably about do us for today. We'll be back next week again. Season's only 2 weeks away, isn't it?
Yeah, next week's the last week off, and then it's on.
Okay. Game on. Got a lot of work to do. All right, thanks for joining us again, guys. Thank you all for listening. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL Show with thanks to Mazda. See you next time.